Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. When talking with a parent who is concerned about ADHD with their kids, one of the things that I always kind of smile about, at least on the inside, is when I say something about ADHD and they say, oh no, it's not ADHD, it's ADD.
Right.
Because we have this idea that ADD and ADHD are two different things. But in fact, they're not. And so today we're going to talk about some of the different types of ADHD and where some of these names are a little bit different.
I'm chuckling because they're not different,
right?
But they are,
right?
You know, it's they're not different disorders, but they are,
right?
And so we do have a bit of a mess here to clean up. But you're right. It's an interesting thing that's happened over time.
It is, and this is so to clear the. Before we get,
you're not going to clear the air.
I will.
To me, this is
an easy one.
No,
because
watch,
and I'll tell you why. Whenever somebody comes in and they say that their kid has these symptoms and that symptoms, and I say something about ADHD, and they say, "No, it's not ADHD.
That's right.
He was diagnosed with ADD." Here's where that comes from, because I feel pretty confident about this, but I may be wrong.
I'm just going to watch.
You should watch this.
Okay.
I'll
admit if you wiggle your way out of this, I'll admit.
You will? Okay.
I will. Give me credit.
So we have two books from which we categorize disorders. One is the DSM that we talk about on the show often,
right.
And the other is the ICD, the International Classification of Diseases.
Okay.
All right? In the DSM, it refers to ADHD as ADHD, Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, with three subtypes.
Right.
Okay? One of the subtypes is predominantly inattentive. So the name of that disorder is Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, predominantly inattentive type.
Presentation. Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. So that is ADHD without hyperactivity. That's basically what that means.
Okay.
Okay? In the ICD, in the International Classification of Diseases, it refers to ADHD as ADD. With or without hyperactivity. And so it's attention deficit disorder without hyperactivity or attention deficit disorder with hyperactivity. So whenever somebody comes in and says, oh no, it's not ADHD, it's ADD, there's a pretty, my experience has been that when I find out who made the diagnosis, it was typically a pediatrician. Because if it was a psychiatrist or a psychologist or a counselor or somebody like that, they would have used the DSM
for,
and they would have made the ADHD predominantly inattentive type.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was a pediatrician
or a physician,
or
family physician,
a family physician or GP
right.
of some sort, then it was probably ADD from the ICD.
Right. That was pretty good. Not really good, but there's another problem.
What?
We are using the fifth edition.
Right.
Of DSM, which means there was a first edition.
Right.
It wasn't called that because
right.
nobody knew there was going to be a second edition.
They just thought that
this is it.
That was
right.
it.
ADD, ADHD were not even mentioned in the first edition.
Right.
In the second edition, and I think the second edition came out in the 1960s, I think 1962, there was a single line, hyperkinetic
mm-hmm.
reaction of childhood and adolescence. That's all it said. The third edition came out in 1980.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first time where we saw this distinction. And there
mm-hmm.
was a woman, a researcher from Canada, who said, well, you know, there's really two types, ADD with hyperactivity
mm-hmm.
and ADD without hyperactivity.
Right.
They said, we should make this distinction because
mm-hmm.
she said the defining characteristic is not hyperactivity,
right.
or as it was in DSM-2. The defining characteristic is it's an attention problem.
Right.
And sometimes kids with attention problems have hyperactivity
mm-hmm.
and sometimes they don't.
Right.
Hence, and that's what's stuck in ICD.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they
right.
use, ADD with hyperactivity, ADD without hyperactivity. Well, it became very difficult to find kids who, we were told, to find kids who only had ADD.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so 1987 comes along and it changes again.
The DSM-3R.
3R, mm-hmm. Okay.
Then 94.
And then 94 we have DSM-4, mm-hmm. Okay. And we went back to, because in 87 it changed back to ADHD.
Right.
And then it divided again. And what we discovered is many, and this is important, many students with ADD without hyperactivity happen to be girls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Girls tend to have higher rates of the inattentive type,
right,
of ADHD. And also, when we looked at ADHD, we were looking at clinical populations. Mm-hmm. We were collecting data from kids who were referred.
Right.
And kids who were referred were usually referred because of misbehavior,
right,
because of their hyperactivity.
Right.
Kids who were silently suffering with the inattentive type, mm-hmm, didn't get referred.
Right.
Okay. So we discovered that, wow, there are lots of school kids who have the inattentive type of ADHD. Mm-hmm. So in 1994, we went back to, mm-hmm, that idea, but it was a single diagnosis, ADHD.
Right.
Because that's what it was in 3R and, right, 4. So we said, let's call it ADHD, and then let's separate the two.
Right.
Okay. Into, right, predominantly inattentive and predominantly hyperactive impulsive.
Right.
Right. So both technically exist.
Yeah.
But
they're the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
And you needn't, it's no worse to have ADHD than it is to have ADD.
Right.
You know, a lot of people believe that, well, I don't have the severe form of ADHD. No, you have ADHD. It's okay.
Yeah.
There's not a qualitative difference.
Right. So when we think about the different types of ADHD, what we're talking about is, there's actually three,
yeah, there's
formal
theory
types. Mm-hmm. There's ADHD predominantly inattentive type, and as you, mm-hmm, said, those tend to be the kids that are referred to as daydreamers. They will, right, sit in the back of the class and just kind of look out the window. They'll be thinking about different things,
right,
but they're not getting out of their seat. They're not. These kids historically have been unattended to. They have,
yeah,
been ignored because they were often seen as low achievers, mm-hmm, and things like that because they were off task. They, right, really didn't know what was happening in the classroom. Just simply because they weren't paying attention.
We did a study of those years ago about just to try to isolate those kids with ADD, mm-hmm, and that's when we discovered that typically you have about a 10-to-1 ratio of boys to girls,
right,
with ADHD. When you add the inattentives, the ratio goes to about 1-to-3 or 1-to-4,
right,
boys to girls, because girls are more highly represented in this inattentive group.
Right.
And where it appears is in math.
Right.
That math deficits.
Right.
Girls with ADHD, the inattentive type of ADHD, tend to have higher rates of math problems.
Yeah. Yeah.
Math learning problems.
So with the predominantly inattentive type, they're off task, they're not paying attention, they're daydreaming, those kinds of things, but they're not getting out of their seat, they're not fidgety, they're not tapping their pencils,
that's
they're
right,
not doing those kinds
that's
of things.
That's why they don't get referred.
Right.
And nobody's concerned about them because,
right,
they're quiet and
well-behaved.
They're
not drawing attention to themselves.
Right. They don't do as well as they should, but,
right,
there are no behavior problems,
right,
that bring them to our attention.
Now, the second type is the predominantly hyperactive impulsive,
right,
type. And these are the kids. This is a very interesting population because if there's a group that we don't see as often, it's this group.
Right.
Because what's interesting about this group is they don't have serious inattentive behaviors.
Right.
These,
right,
are the kids who are out of their seat, they're wandering around the classroom, they're typing their pencil, they're like fidgety, they're moving all over the place,
right,
but you say, what did I just say? And they'll tell you exactly what they
That's
just
right
said.
These kids with this type of ADHD tend to make careless errors.
Right.
But they know what they're doing.
Because they're impulsive.
But they understand the material.
Right.
Kids who have the inattentive type make conceptual errors.
Right.
They're missing things because they can't pay attention.
Right.
These kids who are running around the room, they're learning stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's surprising.
Right.
Because you think they're not attending,
right,
but they are.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they
so
just have to move.
Exactly. So it's really interesting, this group, because again, it's not a very common group. This is probably the least common of the,
right,
of the three.
Mm-hmm.
But they know what's happening. They pretty much know what's going on. And as you said, the mistakes are careless mistakes because they're impulsive. They're trying to hurry up and,
yeah,
get done because they want to go do something else and, mm-hmm, and those kinds of things.
Yeah. Yeah.
The third group is the combined type. Combined. And so this is probably the most common.
That's the most common.
And, right. and these are kids who have both inattentive behaviors mm-hmm. and the hyperactive impulsive right. behaviors. And so these are the ones that are most likely to come to treatment mm-hmm. because we see them struggling behaviorally and attentively.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the group that we have to be most concerned about.
Right. And it's not that it's necessarily the more severe type. Mm-hmm. It's just that they have a combination of both behaviors. I mean, if you have a kid, I have some kids that I work with who are predominantly inattentive type who are really struggling much worse than a lot of the kids that I have that are, combined type.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't necessarily mean that one's more severe than the other. Mm-hmm. It just means that the sort of combination of symptoms is different.
Right. That's right.
And it's going to influence treatment.
That's the biggest thing, is that it influences treatment.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So those are the three official types. I'm going to throw it out there that there you will hear about other types that are not official.
Right. That's right.
Dr. Amen, he talks mm-hmm. about eight different subtypes right. of ADHD. He has the anxious ADHD, mm-hmm. the depressed ADHD. I would say that I like the idea. I think it's a little bit confusing for many people because they're not really subtypes of ADHD. They're just
maybe comorbidity
combinations. There's probably comorbidity happening,
but. I agree with you. I don't mind, as long as people realize that we didn't create five more categories.
Right.
I mean, there
right.
are only three categories.
Right.
There are kids with ADHD who have these other features.
Right.
But we're not creating new categories
right.
yet.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing that I feel compelled to mention is that, I'm just gonna say it this way. There is no such thing as adult onset ADHD.
True.
I feel so much better after
But not everybody
that.
Would agree.
I know.
Here we go again.
Right.
But it's true.
By definition.
Right.
By diagnostic definition from the DSM-4, right. 5, both.
Yeah.
Symptoms,
no, it's true.
Symptoms right. have to be present before the age of 12, according to the DSM-5.
In DSM-5. In DSM-4.
It was 7.
It was even earlier. That's right.
Right. So symptoms have to be present before the age of 12 for you to get the diagnosis of ADHD.
And that's what we mean when it's a neurodevelopmental disorder.
Right.
You brought this with you.
Right.
Okay, from birth. And so the symptoms have to appear before then. Now, where we get adult ADHD is that you weren't diagnosed as a child.
Right.
For whatever reason, mm-hmm. doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. In my case, it was because we didn't make the diagnosis back then.
Right.
In other cases, it's you don't get referred, mm-hmm. your parents don't take you in, or
right.
you were given officially a diagnosis, but it wasn't pursued.
Right.
You say, well, it looks like it, but I'm not gonna worry mm-hmm. about it. And so nothing was ever done about it. You had the condition,
right.
but nothing was done about it.
Right.
And then when you become an adult and you start having trouble in your marriage or with your kids or at work mm-hmm. or you're doing kind of bizarre driving
right.
recklessly or drinking and driving, mm-hmm. doing those impulsive things, then you say, well, maybe I have ADHD. But the symptoms predate the diagnosis.
Right. Yeah. And in some cases, for example, especially in those who are bright, well, what happened mm-hmm. is that, they can cognitively compensate, early on. And so mm-hmm. they're smart enough, so it doesn't really show up too much because mm-hmm. even if they're not really paying attention, they can
still
pick up
okay.
on the things well enough to make good grades.
You weren't failing in school. You weren't such a behavior problem that you got referred.
Right.
Kind of drifted through school. And
so then you may not see real problems until you get to a time when the material that you were trying to work on is really difficult, like college or graduate school. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh my gosh, I don't even know how to study.
Or now you have a relationship, you have a marriage to maintain, you have kids
right.
to take care of, you have work to take care of, you have all these obligations, and suddenly the burden.
And it's
it
the same thing that we talked about with young kids,
right.
that, when the demands of the environment exceed your ability right. to cope, you're going to potentially exhibit those symptoms.
You're going to look like you have it.
Right. And so that's why we have to figure out, you know, is it ADHD or is it not ADHD? Well, we have to do a time machine, go back in time to see what you were like as a kid before we make that diagnosis.
Exactly. Yep.
So yeah.
It's not adult onset. The onset happened earlier.
Right.
But you're dealing with it now.
Right.
That's the difference.
Mm-hmm. So, all right.
Yeah, that was a little bit better than ADD.
All right. Until next time, if he makes it back next time.
If I'm invited back.
Stay happy.
What do you mean? It's my show.
Stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.
Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We would be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning.